All right, I got to take a break. Jason Ellis is here. I want to talk to him. This guy, Jason Ellis, works here at SiriusXM. I forget what he's up to. He's up to something. No.
Oh, yeah?
He's doing something weird.
I think, isn't he fighting, is it a midget? Or he's fighting a guy in a wheelchair.
Doesn't he want to stick M&M's in his cock?
He wants to have a contest with Sal to see who can get more M&M's in their uncircumcised pouch.
I'd like to see that.
Sal thinks he can do 200.
Oh, get out.
Are they going to do it today?
Yeah, we could do it right now.
Oh, great. Okay. Gee, it's so great when we get to see a guy's cock. Oops. Is the mic on? I thought we were off the air.
Howard, he's crazy. Sal won't participate in this part. He said that he wanted to play the game, and whoever loses has to eat the other guy's M&Ms. But Sal won't do that.
Sal's not hardcore.
He's a pussy.
Jason Ellis puts this guy to shame.
That's why he's, you know, got
shows. He's the real deal.
This is going to be good because cock and chocolate are my two favorite things. Oops. I think I just revealed something that I didn't want to. All right, listen, we'll take a break and we'll talk to Jason and we'll be back right after this. Hey, bring in Jason Ellis. I like this guy. He works at SiriusXM. What channel is Jason on? Here we are. I got the information right in front of me. Check out the Jason Ellis Show weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 on Faction. I'm all wrapped up in Bubba's show that time, but I should tune over and listen once in a while.
Every
right?
once in a while. Give him a listen.
Gary just escorted no one in. He just left you out in the hallway. What kind of escort are you? Left the guy hanging. What?
He turned around.
Make sure somebody's behind you, Gary.
It's funny. Gary walked in and pointed to the seat, and no one was in here.
Fred, where's it going? I didn't really see you last time because I wasn't awake.
Oh, Fred, yeah.
Neither am I.
Hey, Jason, what'd you do? You shaved your head since last time I saw you?
I was always bald. Am I talking into a microphone? What the fuck?
Yes, you are.
Look at that.
Oh, it's on my face? Yeah. I'm like Madonna? Was I talking into this one last time?
Yes.
Jason, for those of you who don't know, is a professional skateboarder. That's how he came onto the scene.
I'm pretty washed up.
You're washed up at this point, yeah. But you're a hardcore kind of guy. You're not afraid of anything. You know the sign of a hardcore guy is a guy who puts fire and rain on his knuckles. He tattooed it on there in big, giant letters.
You like that, Robin?
Not really. I'm not into the...
Lying, Robin.
Why did you tattoo fire?
I know you.
Why did you tattoo fire and rain on your hand?
It's actually for my brother. My little brother died, and the James Taylor song just really reminded me. It was actually played on your show, and I heard it when I was in the line at Starbucks waiting for a drink, and I was like, and then I got the CD, and I was like, wow, it's exactly the same as how I feel, and I feel like I've seen fire and I've seen rain because it was the worst thing ever, and that's why I have my brother's nickname here and
his last name,
Deebs, Stephen Ellis, Deebs.
You know, it's a funny thing when I had James Taylor on. He said that it was a legendary story. Fire and Rain was written when he was in a mental institution. And was your brother in a mental institution? Is that what
happened?
No. What happened to him?
He was in he stole a steamroller in the mountains with his friends, and he was running over signs on the mountain, and one of the signs tipped the steamroller off the cliff, and he fell out, and it killed him instantly. He's only 24 years old.
24 years old. He was your older brother?
Younger.
Younger brother.
Yeah. My dad died the year before that, so it was a heavy hit. So that's why I have the tattoos on my hands, because... You know, I mean, he's gone. He didn't get to live, so I try to...
And when you see that tattoo, do you think of your brother every time you look at it?
Yeah, like coming in here today, I'm like, you mean this one's for my brother and for me. You know, I'm trying to shine for somebody's life that was taken so shortly. I feel like
You're right.
Need to live five lives now.
Because your brother wouldn't have come up in this conversation if you didn't have fire and rain on your hand.
That's right.
You know... You're a hardcore guy in the sense that, like, I'm going to even talk about this whole thing that you throw,
Ellismania.
Ellismania. And I think this is all from your father. Your father was a wild man, right? Your dad would purposely let the cops chase him in his car. With you in the car, right?
Well, not at one time with me in the car, but it escalated a little more than that when he was... He wouldn't do that with me so much, but he did do... He got a really fast car, and him and his friend had some chases with police, and they got away, and then they waited for the police, and then they took off again, and then they
your dad would do 100-something miles in this car, the cops would chase him, and
all
he would
stop,
and then start up again.
All the time. He would do, because I grew up riding motorbikes, and me and my other brother, the other one that's still alive, Lee, he's a professional motocross racer. So he's really good, and we knew before my dad died, if we were ever racing down a track and there was a corner, we would always brake first because my dad's motto was, I break when the other guy, after the other guy breaks.
But you make a good point. Like, my dad was always very cautious, and I tend to be very, like, a shut-in like him. Mm. Your dad was just the opposite. He was extravagant. He was, what did he do for a living?
He sold computers.
Really?
And he didn't know anything about them at all.
But he was a maniac.
Yeah. He really was crazy.
So on the weekends, he would let it loose.
He was, you know, he never went to the gym or anything like that. He was just a man's man, and he went too far. In Australia, a lot of people drink. He drank too much. But he never beat me or anything like that, but he was always...
Wild.
He was out of control. You know what I mean? When he was younger, he'd fight people in traffic. You know, if you cut him off, he would get out of the car and
beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Was he a big man?
Yeah.
You know, it shows you the difference. On my knuckles, I don't know if you see the tattoos, mine says be safe. Be and safe. And it's just a whole...
It's worked out for you, hasn't it?
Sure, he stays locked up. But it really is. You were exposed to this. Like, you're not afraid to fight. Even your occupation, you're a professional skateboarder. And really, people don't understand how dangerous that is. I mean, when you're learning how to skateboard, when you're a kid, you'll just fly off that thing anywhere. You can break your neck. You can break your knees. You can break your balls. It's a dangerous sport.
Yeah, you can't. Now the mega ramp's in, you can actually die now. But before that, you could just break your arms and your legs. And I really wanted to be... I love skateboarding with a passion, just like I love radio now. I love it so much that it becomes my whole life. And if my leg gets broken, it's worth it.
Do you think you ever had fear in any of these cases?
Everywhere. See, everyone thinks that I'm really tough. I'm terrified of everything. I'm just addicted to being scared. I love testing myself. I'm terrified.
Dad. Your dad did that. When the cops would pull your father over after a high-speed chase, he went to jail, right?
No. This is in Australia. It's a little bit, maybe now, but this is 10 years ago. He parked the car. He ditched the car in someone's driveway. Him and his friend took off, and then they went to a strip club, and they came back, and that's another story. We won't go in.
Yeah.
Anyway, he walked back to come past, and there's cops everywhere around the house, everywhere, and he's walking around. And the cop comes up and he goes, "Is this your car, mate?" And my dad goes, "No. What makes you say that?" And he's like, "Come on, mate. I know it's your car. If you want to get it, you get the keys down to the station, sober up, and we'll sort it out." So like that happens in Australia sometimes. The cops will be like, "You're not a criminal, you're not shooting anybody, you're just a fucking idiot who drives his car too much." So he went to strip club, drank, came back at 7 o'clock in the morning, they gave him his fucking keys and he drove home.
So it's a different way of looking at the law, I guess, over there. It was more
not now.
Was this a small place?
No, this is in the city. He was in the city, where the chase, he waited for him in the city, and then he said at one point he was going down one road and he could see down the side streets that they're on either side chasing him.
How's the so when you grow up like that?
Yeah,
you could see why you're an adrenaline junkie. You understand?
It's weird. I think I did it to impress him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm not really that guy. I'm actually kind of a pussy.
No, you're not. First of all, let's talk about this. This is Ellis Mania.
Yeah,
that is
what
why
is
you're here.
Ellis Mania?
Ellis Mania.
It's a big event. Let me just say something about Ellis Mania.
Please
before
do.
You even explain it to Rob.
Right.
This sounds crazy.
Okay.
Jason is going to go in the ring. He every year he does something where they have these fights.
A couple times a year now.
Boxing matches.
Yeah.
You like to fight.
Yeah. I don't do drugs, so I need somebody to hit me in the head. Because if you get hit in the head good, it actually tingles. And it's like a free, it's like I'm doing drugs, but my wife doesn't get mad at me.
Don't you think in a way it's good to get hit in the head? Because people's biggest fear is fighting.
Yeah.
And once you get hit in the head, it's not as bad as you think it is,
Every
right?
man should fight.
Every man should fight. Like, I've been in fights when I was young, and I've gotten punched in the face.
Yeah.
And as bad as it is, you kind of survive it.
Yeah.
And then that's a good thing?
Yeah.
And then when I took a bunch of books and slammed a guy in the back of the head and slammed his head into the desk who did it to me, that felt good too.
Red Dragons.
Yeah.
It is a good song.
There's a name for that?
Yeah, Red Dragons.
Red Dragons?
Smashing people's heads? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Red Dragons.
Didn't know that you had done a Red Dragon.
Well, I invented that.
You did? I thought I did.
No. I'm older than you.
You invent everything I try to do. Fucking give me a break, will you?
So at this event this year, who have you fought in the past?
Last time I fought Andy Bell, who's a professional motocross guy from Nitro Circus. And
how'd you do?
I beat him up. I was actually sick the day before. I was in hospital on an IV. I got like some crazy flu or whatever.
Right.
But I'm in the action sports world. You ain't going to beat me. I beat the fuck out of anybody.
You're going to do an interesting fight this year. Everyone is talking about it.
Yeah.
It's the talk of the town.
Right.
That you are going to get in a wheelchair.
Yes.
And you're going to fight a guy in a wheelchair.
Yes.
Well, that's not fair.
Why
yes,
not?
It
the
is.
Guy
We're in a wheelchair.
The wheelchair is really in the wheelchair.
It's trying. Like it's the same thing as like if I strapped on a humongous pair of fake boobs and fought you, Robin.
Well,
isn't she a G? Are you a G?
You're going to fight a guy. You're going to fight a guy in a wheelchair. Yeah. You'll both be strapped into wheelchairs. Yeah. Well, he doesn't need to be strapped, and you do, so you don't cheat.
Mark Zupan. He's a really dangerous guy. He's in the movie Murder Ball and stuff. He's a really tough guy.
Right. How did he get wants in a wheelchair? To
fight? Huh?
How did he end up in a wheelchair?
I think it was a car crash.
I see.
Yeah.
And he's now a boxer.
No, he's not a boxer.
At all.
No.
But a strong
guy. But he's
guy.
A sports
he's
guy.
He's a maniac.
Yeah.
He wants to be in it. He wants to fight. He
but
wants to
But you could
mix
knock out a guy in a wheelchair, and a guy could knock you out in a wheelchair.
It's pretty hard to actually knock somebody out sitting down, because believe it or not, when you punch with your feet.
Right.
That's where you get the power from.
Right.
So to punch with just your arms, it's way less chance to knock somebody out.
Are you nervous about losing to a guy in a wheelchair?
No, I kind of hope I do. Because it's like, even if it's, you know, he's better in a chair than I am, but he still can't walk, and I beat a cripple up.
How does this come about, this fight?
I mean, I will beat him up, Howard, if I have to.
Who dreamt this up?
You? Me.
You dreamt it up. You said, I want to fight a guy in a wheelchair.
Yes, fuck this guy.
How many rounds are you going to do?
Three rounds. Yes.
How many minutes a round?
1 minute rounds.
Okay.
All right. Were going to do it on a bar stool. So we have, because I have this internet TV thing, Alice Mania. Yeah. I have a Alice Mania laboratory, so we work on shit every Friday night.
Right.
So I brought a bunch of my fans down, and I duct taped them to bar stools and punched them in the fucking head. So everybody loves it, because they listen to the show. I'm like, you haven't lived. If you're a man, you haven't lived until you... Yeah, I'm not saying
but
go
do you
pro.
Do that on the radio show? Do you ever have a guest come in and you sit him down on a bar stool
and just punch
and
him?
Just punch
There's
him?
Not enough room.
There's not enough room.
But I have punched people, and I kick my staff all the time. If they fuck up, I kick them in the leg, or I punch them and stuff.
Aren't you afraid of being sued for harassment?
No, we're in LA. Way. Nobody cares.
And don't you think that two guys sitting in a that's funny, two guys punching in the face, but that could be really dangerous. I mean, think about it. I mean, you get hit full head on.
I do watch this, and I do. Alice Mania is about fighting each other, but I'm at a level of fighting. I'm not really good. I'm not the Chuck Liddell or anything like that, but I'm at a level where I know these fights, barstool fights, there's a certain level. Obviously, I don't have 250-pound dudes fighting each other,
because
they throw lead. That's the deal. I have lighter dudes with less experience. I check them out, and I know that worst-case scenario, someone's going to get a blood lip or maybe a broken nose.
Right.
You can fucking deal with that.
I'm afraid, though. Like I would
oh
think
my
sitting
God,
there dead
I think
on,
that's dangerous.
Well, that's why I think the wheelchair fight might end up being a little more dangerous than you think. Unless you wheel away from the guy.
But if he beats me up and he knocks me out sitting in my wheelchair, and it's on AliceMania.com, I win.
Yeah,
everybody's going to check that out.
Have you ever had a concussion? Have you ever...
I've been knocked out like 20 times.
From fighting?
No.
Skateboarding?
Yeah, skateboarding and motocross.
How do you get knocked out skateboarding? Just from landing on your head?
Well, I'm a vert skater, so I skate the big ramp. So, we get like a 40-mile-an-hour sort of thing. And if you come to a stop and hit your head on the ramp as you come to a stop, that's it. It's out. I actually got knocked out one time jumping off a 20-foot wall into a quarter pipe in my hometown to do another demo. It was my last demo I've ever done in my hometown. And I fucked up and I hit my head and I pissed my pants. I got knocked out so hard I pissed my pants, and then I woke up in the hospital with a nurse. You would know about this, Robin. She was cleaning my balls with a warm towel. And I was on my side, and she was in here cleaning my balls with a warm towel. My brother came in, and I'm like, it's not cheating if you piss your pants and you get knocked out. So that was awesome.
Yeah, you probably thought you died and went to heaven.
Yeah, except she was a bush pig. Excuse my French.
Dear.
So... That's some experience.
It was. It was great. And then the doctor told me if I get my head hit again, I'm going to die, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, is that true?
They always say that. They always say that.
And you think he's lying to you? You think that he's...
I think if I had to get my head hit again in like the six-month period, could have been dangerous. But not now. I've healed.
You know why you scare me a little bit? Because you seem like a really great guy. You're a witty guy. You're funny. I like you. You're charming.
I like you.
But I don't, it's a violence, a suicidal kind of thing, and it scares me in a way. I mean, I don't know if I could hang out with you, and just in a sense, I think anything bad could happen in a minute. You know, you could just go berserk and start punching everyone in the room.
See, people always think that.
Of course, though.
I like to let people think that sometimes because...
Because
it gets me out of shit. I don't want to fight anyone. I don't want to hit anybody.
You do.
In an organized, fun way. To me, when I'm fighting, it's a sport. I'm learning and I'm doing stuff. In a bar, no way, Robin. If someone says something offensive to you in a bar and we're hanging out, I don't want to do it. It's the worst thing ever, but I would say, dude, please just leave. Don't say anything more offensive to this girl. You know what I mean? She's a lady. Don't go that far. Uh-huh. Fuck you, man. I'll knock you out. Look, man, I don't want to fucking fight. Please, please, please. Because I really don't want to.
Are you crazy? I'm asking you, point blank, are you crazy?
Like, just a yes or no answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
You are. And yeah. When I say crazy, have you ever been medicated?
Yeah, a little bit. No, not for being crazy, just for anxiety and stuff.
What are you on?
I don't know.
What was
you
the pills?
You on stuff now?
For anxiety.
Yeah?
What are
yeah.
you on? What do you take?
I don't know.
Look at that.
What
finally
are you
stumped
so
in.
Anxious
you know what
about?
I don't neuro something.
Tell me what you take, then we'll know how mental you really
it's
are.
It's in my bag. I don't know what it's called.
Wait a second. How long have you been taking this stuff?
Like a month.
A month. Yeah. Why now all of a sudden are
so
you
I started taking? Having panic attacks.
Oh, my.
Describe that to me. What do you mean a panic attack?
I feel like
attack?
I'm going to have a heart attack.
My and heart, when does this
my
occur?
My heart's racing. just
that
every
shouldn't
now
scare
then.
You.
Just every now and then for no reason.
But yeah.
My dad died of a heart attack, and I get this. If my I have a heart, my heart jumps. I have a regular heartbeat thing. So when that happens from the stress and pressure of, you know, when you leave, I've got to take care of this whole fucking company.
Don't you
the
think...
The weight is it's
wait
preposterous.
A second.
The weight's there.
Don't you think Ellis Mania puts pressure on you? Like, of
yeah.
course you think you're going to have a heart attack. You're going to be in a ring with a wheelchair
it's not
by
that.
Punching
it's
each other
the,
in the head.
It's the pressure of fighting is nothing. It's the pressure of making sure the event is good and my fans
I
have
see.
Fun.
So that's the stress.
Yeah, I don't yep. stress about fighting. This fighting to me is the one time where I'm not thinking about anything. I'm just having
so
fun.
So you went to a psychiatrist and he prescribed a drug for you to
yeah.
calm you down.
Yeah.
Are you still seeing the psychiatrist?
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
This is a good idea because I'm telling you.
I hate this conversation. I feel like I've got problems now.
Well, no, you do. You're out of your mind.
I'm not out of my mind. You know what I am? I medicated myself by learning how to do stuff. I'm a drug addict. I have a
adrenaline.
Very addictive personality. I was an alcoholic. I abused drugs. I abused women. All that stuff.
Right.
And I replaced it with, you know, I take care of my family. I take care of my wife.
What do you mean
I
you
work
abused
hard.
Women? What did you do to the women?
I fucked everybody.
You fucked them?
Everybody.
You didn't beat anyone? Though.
Oh, no.
Right.
I'm not a violent guy.
Oh, right.
I just had sex with a lot of people because I was trying to fill the void.
Didn't he say he had sex with China?
Yeah, let's go back there again. My wife's
yeah.
listening. Yes, I fucked a man. Let's move on.
Yeah, you fucked China, the wrestler.
Yeah.
That's a wild story. That was a great story you told
right.
when you fucked China. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've got better ones.
When you, who'd you get?
No, I don't.
No one famous.
Triple
nah.
H.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, you know what? I got to tell you something. Fucking China, that's really filling the void.
It did fill the void.
Goddamn right.
For about 20 minutes, I was not thinking about anything else.
Oh, my God.
And then right after it, I was like, because that's a bad thing about it. After I did it, I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. What's wrong with you? You're fuck anybody, you're a maniac. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Because that's what happens when I have sex with people. As soon as I do it, I'm like, oh, God. It's, you know what I mean? It was the same
as
so when I would drink or do drugs.
Are you a sex addict as well?
I could be, yeah.
Yeah.
But
so,
I've got to, you know what I mean? I contain myself with, I fight and I skate and I ride motocross.
Wait a
and
second. I don't remember the story that well. Was her pussy weird?
I didn't see the penis. I didn't see it.
No, but I mean, like, does she have like one of those labias that like hang
that's
down?
That's what
like,
everybody
balls?
Says. I didn't see it
because I saw the video and her labias looked.
I did
weird.
Not see the video.
And the labias,
it was dark.
The labias from steroids, I guess, get extended or something, right?
I didn't see it. I would tell
you. How did it feel when you were inside of her? Did it feel good?
Yeah.
And you were fully hard.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That I was fully hard?
Were you behind her when you fucked her? I'm trying to remember.
Well, there was a couple of moves. I don't fuck around, you know what I mean? I like to cater to everybody.
But when you're behind her,
yeah,
it looks like a guy's ass,
no,
right?
No, it wasn't that one. I don't want to go in anymore because I'll watch this scene, but one
tell
time,
her to turn off the radio.
The only bad thing was when she was on top of me.
Yeah.
I grabbed her shoulders and her shoulders were like a dude. I want to move on.
By the way, he wasn't in the pussy. He was in my foreskin.
John, can I just pull my dick out now so we can move on?
China, did you love it when Jason was inside of you?
I loved it.
Did he finish on you?
Well, he didn't finish on me. He was a gentleman. He used a condom. However, he did bang me in the balls a couple of times with his penis.
He's right. I mean, she's right.
Did you do a Spider-Man on her? Did you hear about this?
No, but I did on him.
No, I'm not that guy. I don't throw my load on people.
Oh, you've heard of a Spider-Man.
You know what a Spider-Man is.
You might want to check out the Jason Ellis show there.
I just learned about this.
Oh,
Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah, I learned about it yesterday.
Well, it's never too late.
You had that on?
I've done a Spider-Man to a few dudes. I've glued their eyelids shut.
China, your cum is so thick, you glued their eyelids.
It's very viscous.
With that voice, though, when you're banging, this is the last question, about her, and I'll move on.
Yeah.
When you're banging a girl with a voice that deep,
yeah.
It's weird, right?
No, fuck me harder.
Is that what you said, China?
Harder.
Your voice gets deeper, the more excited you are.
I never heard that.
I love to watch your washboard stomach undulate.
I feel sorry for
you. When you became a skateboarder, you were what age did you turn professional?
I think I turned pro when I was 17.
17.
Yeah, 17, 18.
What was your first paycheck like?
$600 a month.
That was probably the best $600 you ever made, right?
I was living large.
You couldn't believe it.
I didn't need any of that. I never got into skateboarding for money. I just wanted to be a pro skateboarder. So once it was official, I was loving life.
Did you live home at 17 or had you left the house?
I moved to America when I was 17.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, where do you move when you're 17 to America? That's a pretty balls move.
Well, for the first couple months, I just slept under ramps and slept in kids' playgrounds and
is
shit.
Is that true? Outdoors? Homeless?
Well, it wasn't really homeless.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah,
I had a home
is.
In Australia.
Usually when I'm sleeping in a playground, I'm homeless.
Well, you know, I always felt like if you want something, if you don't get kicked in the nuts a couple of hundred times, then it probably wasn't worth getting. You know
so
what
you
mean?
Were homeless when you first came.
I love it. I'm a homeless fucking sex addict that fucked the man.
Can I tell you something?
Welcome to the Howard Stern Show. Yeah,
I would be totally petrified if I moved somewhere at 17 and I'm sleeping in a playground. That is like that would
you
just blow my
you're
mind.
Possibly.
I can't even leave the house.
I feel like you're a really intelligent guy. I feel like my brain has only just started to sprout.
Right.
Back then, it wasn't like, is it dangerous? Could it be bad? Could it be raped or stabbed? It was like, yeah, I'm in America. I'm going to sleep in here, and then I wake up and I'll skate all day.
I don't understand the world of skateboarding. What's like a big, like who's the most, were you the most famous guy in skateboarding? Were you the guy?
No.
At one point, were you the
number
one?
I was top three in the world for a couple of years.
All right, so you were on the top three. When you're top three in the world, can you make millions of dollars?
Now you can.
What about when
then.
You were in it?
No.
So even now you can't get some sort of weird endorsement deal or something?
I still have sponsors. Globe Shoes sponsor me, Nixon Watches, Red Dragons. I still have a skateboard company, Alice Made Skateboards. I'm still in the game.
Right.
But I'm not at that level anymore. So when you're at a high level and you step back, you don't keep going exploiting yourself. You know what I mean? Like it's time for the other kids to have a go. I'm just happy to still be known in skateboarding in any way at all.
What's the craziest thing you ever did, like, in a skateboard? I mean, is there something wild that I just don't know?
I did it. I was in the Guinness Book of Records for the biggest jump. I jumped off something into a quarter pipe. Somebody broke my record, but 2002.
Into a quarter pipe. You jumped off, like, a cliff into
Yeah, I jumped off. They made, like a diving board ledge thing that was, like, I think it was 14 feet above a 20-foot-high quarter pipe.
And what's a quarter pipe?
It's like a ramp.
The tube. So you're telling me you went right
it's
off
a big tube.
You went off the diving board into a tube.
Yes.
With your skateboard.
Pretty much.
And you landed on your skateboard.
Yes.
And you didn't crack your head open.
No.
God
not that time.
You. Well, you're some athlete. Do you ever wish you had picked a different sport? In other words, in football, you would have been rewarded. You're obviously a great athlete.
Yeah.
You've got coordination. You pick skateboarding for God knows what reason because no one advised you.
Yeah.
If you had concentrated on basketball, if you had concentrated on football, if you had concentrated on baseball, big money, big career, more credit.
Never
true?
About the money.
Never.
No.
Never.
No, not
never.
Until not until now. Big bosses that are listening in New York. Yes, now.
How'd you end up with a radio show here? Who'd you know?
Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk put you on the air.
Tony Hawk said, you're a funny guy. I want you to be my co-host. I co-host. Then Will Pendarvis, that works for Faction, said, you're
I know
a funny
Will.
Guy. You do?
Sure, I worked with Will.
He said, you're a funny guy. Would you like to be a DJ? Yes, I would. Hey, man, I don't fucking like this music. I don't want to talk about music anymore, and then it escalated to now it is a radio show, and I am the future of this game.
Get back to this Ellis mania. I want to see you do well with this, because this sounds like some event. In another fight, Jason and two other guys will box each other while blindfolded and wearing... wait, that's nothing.
Yeah.
And wearing dog shock collars.
Yeah.
What?
Fans in the stands will control the shock collars so they can zap Jason and his two opponents whenever they want. No wonder you're worried about
a
heart attack.
And then we go... Because the last time we had it, we had three fans that were in there and we had their dog collars on their necks, and then we had celebrities, Carrie Hart and Travis Pastrana, action sports guys, and they had the remote control and they were electrocuting the fans. And then what they didn't know is when they were blindfolded, I brought in another guy who used to be the UFC heavyweight champion, Tim Sylvia. He's a 7-foot-tall, 300-pound guy.
Yeah.
And he had one boxing glove on, and he was just punching them. And they didn't know that
Oh, you're kidding.
What are you doing? I mean, you're going to wear a dog shock collar. I mean, that hurts from what I understand.
Yeah.
And you're going to put it on your neck, and people are just going to shock the shit out of you.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Listen, come
Ellismania.
On.
EllisMania.com.
Wow.
Everybody's going to go there. Everybody's going to watch it April 3rd. You don't think that's funny? Would you not want to see that?
I want to see it.
That's
I like it, but I'm worried about you because you've got anxiety medication. Now I know why.
But
you're worried about a heart attack. You could probably have a heart attack right then and there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take a pill before it.
And another fight at the event will feature fighters duct taped to each other while they make it difficult, which makes it difficult to throw punches.
So no, Master Blaster, it's called. It's when a man, you duct tape your wrist and your ankle to each other. Can I get somebody in here to demonstrate?
Sal. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, please. Can you save him for later? But it's four people fighting, but two people fight as one person. It's like a person who has three arms and three legs and two heads.
My God.
So you fight each other like this, but if you don't react as a team, then the middle arm and the middle leg don't do shit, so you just get punched in the face.
So after you do this guy in the wheelchair and you fight him.
Yeah.
You're going to go in and then get the shock collar.
No,
on.
I shock collar first, then I get in a wheelchair and fight the paraplegic.
Oh, wow. The main event at Ellis Mania will feature a fight between Benji Madden. Isn't he married to...
No, that's his brother Joel, Nicole Richie.
Right.
Yeah, no, Benji's single and loving life.
He's in the band Good Charlotte.
Yes.
And Ricky Rackman, who used to be on MTV, Headbangers Ball.
He did.
He is going to... Ricky Rackman's going to fight the guy from Good Charlotte.
Yeah, and they hate each other.
Oh,
this is a real fight.
That's
this is a real boxing fight, and they've been training for months.
Yeah.
This is the war off the shore.
Now, it also says your band Taint Stick will perform at Ellis Mania as well. Will you perform before the fighting or after?
After the fight.
You think you'll be in a good condition?
I fought a guy last time, because the last time I had a fight with Andy Bell, he's a big guy, and he threw real punches.
How'd you do?
I beat him up.
Yeah.
But we both had a potential to be knocked out.
Right, right.
And I was like, I'm singing after I fight him. And I was so sick. After I beat him up, I went back to my room, and I shaked and shivered for about 20 minutes. And then my wife was like, you're up. And I went back down and sang a set.
Nice.
I do what I got to do.
How's the radio show going?
It's going good.
Still getting fun? How many days a week do you do?
Every day.
Every day. How many hours?
4 to 5 hours a day.
4 to 5 hours a day. So you're really in this.
He's in the temple.
This is. I came here last time to tell you. I'm not joking.
You really love it.
This is my world. This is, and not like because you know skateboarding. I had a chance to be the number one dude, but I blew it with drinking and partying and all that stuff. This one, I run a tight ship. I'm a hardworking guy with two kids. I don't fucking party.
Right.
I am here to be the biggest, most entertaining radio guy on the planet.
Because to do a show every day, to be in good voice and good spirits, to do this thing and be mentally sharp, you gotta get your sleep. You gotta be regulated. Yep. It's a real job.
Yeah, it's actually tougher than being a skateboarder.
But you would never go into a boxing match.
No. No, it's a boxing match. Who am I going to beat up?
No, look but I'm just saying.
This guy's
an athlete. You would never do that.
You can beat up people. You got a big reach.
But you'd say to yourself, look, if I get hurt, I won't be able to do the show.
Well, Ellis Mania is a big money maker. You're looking at $5,000 to $6,000 minimally. How much money can you make with Ellis Mania?
Nothing.
It's a big waste of time.
It's for the fans.
For the fans.
The last time there was all the fans came, and it was everybody was friends with each other. Everybody knew each other. It was a big crowd of everybody that listens to the show.
And
we all had a great time.
If anybody wants information on Ellis Mania, April 2nd and 3rd at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas, go to ellismania.com. Now, what is this? You've challenged Sal to a... you're going to take out your penises and see how many M&Ms you can shove in your foreskin?
Yeah.
And you're
that Sal is going to beat you.
Why do you say that?
Because Sal's crazy and he's been
shoving things... Well, look at who you're talking to.
Wait a minute.
How can you practice to make your foreskin bigger?
Sal has been shoving things in his pouch for years.
Yeah, but Jason's probably got a bigger cock. You see how small...
See, but my only worry about that, Howard, is I do have a bigger cock than him.
Right.
But is my cock big and my foreskin little because my cock's big?
Yeah,
right.
That's my only thing that I'm worried about. But, like I said before, and as you know... I'm a competitor, and if I have to make new holes in my dick to fit those M&Ms in there...
You will not lose those.
Fuck this guy. I'm winning.
Have you ever put stuff in your foreskin before?
Last night.
It's the first time you tried it.
Yeah, I chucked in 30 M&Ms, and I got bored and went to sleep.
Now, you're so hardcore, you even said to Sal, listen, Sal, you want to make this real.
Yeah.
Whoever loses has to eat the other guy's M&Ms that were in his foreskin.
Yeah.
And that's
he wasn't willing to go
and
there.
Even Sal backed off.
Yeah,
didn't he? You always have to outdo the guy, no matter what.
I got a problem with that, Howard.
Yeah, you do. Well,
I thought, Howard Stern show. If I lose and I throw up M&Ms because they came out of Sal's dick,
right.
Is that radio gold?
That will go down in history.
You're welcome, Mr. Stern.
Jason.
Yes.
Where is Sal? Where is he? I don't see. Come in here, Sal. You fucking pussy. Oh, there you are.
Oh no, he's all red.
You took all your clothes off.
Why is he completely naked?
Now, Sal, why did you take off all your clothes?
Well, because this is a pouch off,
right.
And I present to you Poucho Marx.
Oh,
Oh my God, your dick is so gross.
It's Pancho Marx, bitch.
Way better looking than yours. No, I don't even care if I lose.
You can wear a t-shirt with
Sal, we're not on our TV right now, so let me describe what you've done.
Okay.
You put Groucho glasses and eyebrows and cigar mustache on your and your nose. The penis
is
the nose.
That?
Yes.
Oh, the
that's a cigar.
What is the
in
cigar coming out of?
Why is your dick
we
black?
We put M&Ms in up. Why is my dick getting black?
It's kind of black. Robin, you're black. What do you think?
It's dark.
It's dark dick, isn't it?
And look at Sally. He shaved off all his pubic hair.
I know, so
I don't
do
have any pubic hair either.
You don't?
I never.
You don't leave a little?
I'm a humongous baby. I've always been bald for years.
All right, now, Sal.
Yes.
Here's how I was thinking we should conduct this, right. Jason, with your permission.
Yes.
We have thought this through.
We have bags of M&Ms over there.
Are they peanut M&Ms or normal M&Ms?
What are they, boys? Tell me the truth.
Regular M&Ms.
Good, because peanuts are different sizes.
Yeah, they're bigger.
That's right.
Regular ones also are. Yeah, you're right. They're consistently
they're
the
uniform,
same size.
Yeah. Right.
So you practiced this last night. How many M&Ms were you able to get
30.
In?
30.
30.
But then I got bored.
No, I think what we should do
you
is
you had
take
plenty of room, though.
I could have dropped another 30 for sure.
Sal, did you try?
I could stick half a Haiti in my dick. I could put Ronnie Mund in my cock. This guy ain't shit.
You're going to beat him.
Beat him. This Paul Hogan Australian jerk off. What are you kidding me?
Wow.
He's finished. He's finished.
All right, Sal. Did you try this
dick? Your dick is straight up offensive. That thing is fucking not even a dick. You know what? I'm going to pull my dick out just for the sake of everybody that is has a runny rollback, just to prove to the ladies that they're not all that fucked up. That thing looks like it was chewed up and cooked in a barbecue. What the fuck happened to it?
Jason, you're so right in the sense that I've never seen really too many guys who are not circumcised.
Right.
And I look at that and go, thank God I'm circumcised.
Jesus.
You're saying,
it's the fucking huts of Halloween. What the fuck? Should put some fucking scissors on the side of it and kill chicks with it.
Oh, my God.
It's a fucking murdering machine.
No wonder your wife doesn't want to blow you.
Yeah, I know.
You got me there, Howard.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Why would
I got other uses, like beating this shitbagger today, so I don't worry.
Yeah, keep it coming. I'm the one who's getting laid when I get home.
All right.
Yeah, by China. Another one with a cock.
What's
by the way, my foreskin's better than both of yours.
All right, Jason,
and that hot pipe he was going into was my dick.
It's time to put up or shut up.
All right,
well, Robin, and do me a favor as a woman. Yes. Tell me whose penis is more attractive.
Oh, God,
because Jason claims his is way more attractive.
He's
Jason,
laughing at Sal.
No big deal to show your cock, right? Jason, you've done this kind of thing before?
Actually, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't. Get a microphone on Jason. Jason, I just figured you whip your cock out.
All the time.
I actually don't.
You don't. So this is something new for you.
Yeah.
You're not uptight about it?
Well, you mean like I said before, if I put M&Ms in my dick, is it ready or gold? So.
Have you prepared a penis character like Sal did?
No,
he
I just have
really
a dick.
Prepare.
Oh, there's your dick.
Oh, jeez, it's pretty big. Oh, man.
I'm a little bit nervous. Robin, do you like his dick?
I'm not looking.
You gotta look.
I'm
you gotta
not
see.
Looking.
Come on. Come Robin,
with
please.
Sal, it's almost
this
like
is the only time I'm ever allowed to show
please.
A dick to a girl. Please.
I ain't even looking.
Look at the size of that thing.
Here, let
Robin.
Me just go.
Robin, take a look and tell me whose is more attractive. Please.
Oh, please.
You want to be a judge, go ahead.
I'm going to show girls.
Oh, he's
so
got
there you
a good
there
looking
it is.
Piece.
That's a good looking piece.
Okay. All right, I look. Go away. Right.
She says it's a good looking piece.
She's ready to put barbecue sauce on it and eat it.
All right,
good
Jason.
Good Lord, he's right. Sal is,
I'm
Sal
finished.
Something's wrong.
I thought
wrong
I'd be a lot more
Sal.
Nervous with my dick out.
Hey, you heard of the story of Davy and Goliath, Robin?
But,
come
Sal,
on,
what are
you stretching your. Oh,
yeah,
what, you're stretching
I'm,
it.
I'm prepping it.
Hey, fuck, hold my microphone. He's cheating.
No, I'm not cheating. It's called preparation.
What do you have? What?
See, I told you, Jason. You don't know what you're dealing with.
All right, now, Jason Kaplan, I need you over here to drop the M&Ms in the pouch because I'm going to need all things. I have to make the teacup.
I can't have a dude put M&Ms in my dick. That wasn't the deal.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Robin.
Guys,
no.
Come on, Robin.
No, Jason, you're not involved in this.
I need somebody to drop him in, Howard.
No, you got to put your own.
Jason.
Really?
Oh, you want someone to drop them?
Yeah, because we're making cups. I make like a little teacup.
You're like the grossest.
I will drop them.
And I'm standing here with the fucking foreskin stretched out, and I'm still way more offended by it.
Right. Better off no Jason. I'll probably eat the M&Ms.
You know what? My penis is going into game time. It's actually shriveling up knowing that it's a contest.
All right, so what do we do here, boys? I think no one's going to drop the M&Ms in, are they?
Are you taking photos of this?
All right, Will.
Oh, my God.
Will drop the M&Ms into Sal's penis.
Here we go.
And Jason, you're going to need someone to put M&Ms in your penis?
Or can you do
Richie
it yourself?
Richie can do it. Richie, you want to do it?
Richie will do it.
I don't know.
He was doing it himself last night. Why can't he do it?
What about, is there a girl? You have a girl intern?
Robin.
No, we don't use the interns for that.
Fucking get Richie Christie to do
Richard,
it.
Richard will drop Richard in mine. Christie. Will will drop in.
All right.
Richard, come on in.
God damn it. Fuck. Fucking everybody better listen to my fucking radio show. Go to my website.
I'm gonna
shit. Fucking but tell me my Twitter shit and all that stuff.
He's crying.
Fuck me, man.
Check out the Jason Ellis Show weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 on Faction, Sirius Channel 28 and XM Channel 52. And for more information on Ellis Mania, April 2nd and 3rd at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas, go to EllisMania.com. Where's Richard?
There's my girl.
Richard's thanks, crying.
All right. Well, work on Jason.
Yes, sir.
And Richard, you'll drop the M&Ms into Sal. I want a fair contest. May the best man win.
Oh, he's doing it? Fuck, I don't need it.
Do you want Richard to do it to you?
Yeah.
No, you do. All right.
No, drop him in. Let's go.
He's going to touch
one
my
one cock at a time.
One at a time.
This is sick. All
right. Insert the first M&M. Go.
He's going to touch it?
Go. Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, drop it in there.
Oh, now he gets sex on a fucking radio.
All right, that was one.
I got two.
Well, we've been here all day.
He's not putting him in there.
Three.
No, wait.
What are you doing?
Wait a second.
Let
Jason catch up.
You want to do it one at a time?
Why don't you all count as we go?
You know, he doesn't know. Look, he's got the only person that's gay enough to actually insert M&Ms is Richard. Will's not touching my foreskin.
You'd think that'd offend me, but it doesn't.
Richard, put them in each guy.
Yeah.
Okay, how many you got in Sal?
Three, and four's going in with
I don't have any. Go, come on.
Give him four.
Put them in there. All
right.
You've got to put it in, you fucking homo.
How many you got in here?
I've got one, you shitbag. Put them all in there. Just fucking get them in there. What's that?
Richard, four. I got to stop everyone for a second.
There's four in each.
Four. Now count as you say. Say five for Sal, okay. Five for Jason.
Five for Sal.
Go ahead.
I think M&M's burn.
Five for Jason.
No, that's just a herpes.
No, that's what China gave you.
All right. That's five. Go ahead.
Keep. Six for Sal.
Six.
Hold on.
Oh.
Hold it open, Sal.
Why, Lord. Why are you shaking?
He always shakes.
I always shake, yeah. Six for Jason.
All right. Go up to 10 on Sal and then 10 for Jason.
Okay.
Yeah, get a bunch
let's get
in
this
here.
Let's get the party started.
Sal's getting full, though.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's shaking. He's going to drop
him. Stretching his face. Shaking? You're cracking under pressure.
Go.
Seven. Eight.
These ass cheeks are quivering.
Nine. Uh-oh.
Nine.
You might be full,
all
Sal.
Right, nine on Jason.
Get nine.
Victory will be mine.
Stop there and get 10 up to Jason. Jason's got a big-ass pouch, and he might just take this whole thing, ladies and gentlemen.
Sal,
panic.
Yeah, Jason's got plenty of room left.
Sal's stuffing.
Will you shut up, Richard? Don't put those feminines all slow and romantic. You weirdo, dude.
A new record could be set, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that's 10. Now go up to 13 on... Well, go to 10 on Sal's. You 10?
I'm
at 10.
All right,
go to 13.
Go to 13.
Okay. 11.
Shaking because he knows
this is vile.
12.
12.
13.
13.
No problem.
Stuff him in.
13. Go
okay.
13.
Okay.
All right. Here comes Jason who's been stuffing him down.
1, 11. 12. 13. Oh, man.
All right.
You're having no problem.
Richard, what are you observing over there?
Jason's is like a canyon. There's
six
still a lot
soft,
of
cracker.
There's a lot of room in there.
What about Sal's?
Sal's is
go.
Sal's up to the rim.
Uh oh.
Hey Robin, 14, did we just have a moment? I thought we had to
15.
We just had a moment.
Jason, listen, what's going on?
What?
16. Uh oh. They're starting to fall out.
No.
16.
Keep going.
That's going to fall out.
He's right, cracking.
Jason, get Jason up to 17.
17.
All right, get Jason.
I'm shaking here. I'm actually nervous over this.
Hold on. You don't want to lose
it's
this.
A real competition.
All right, 14.
15.
Oh, this is too funny.
16.
Howard TV, a new record low.